Good morning. I'm Marcus Hiles for WVAS News. Embattled Alabama Governor Robert Bentley faces a call for his impeachment 2 weeks after admitting sexually charged remarks to a female aide. Republican Representative Ed Henry introduced the articles of impeachment Tuesday in the Alabama legislature.
We've never done this before. We've never tried to impeach a governor, so it's going to be a process. Process starts today. The articles of impeachment are essentially on what's been going on, where we're looking at this governor who has essentially betrayed the trust of the people of Alabama through actions and lies that have caused us to have some doubt about his leadership. And as such, the only course the people of Alabama have to address this issue is through the impeachment process. And so the process is going to start today.
The impeachment effort is considered a long-shot endeavor. House Rules Committee Chairman Mac McCutcheon says the committee will vet the proposal to see whether there are grounds for impeachment. McCutcheon says he doubted the process would be complete before the legislative session ends next month. The Alabama legislature successfully voted to override Governor Bentley's veto of the general fund budget yesterday. Both houses mounted enough votes to enact the spending plan against the governor's wishes. Bentley had vetoed the budget, complaining of a lack of funding for the state's Medicaid program. The governor worried that Medicaid would have to cut services and reduce reimbursement rates to doctors. Senate President Pro Tem Del Mar says lawmakers were not in the mood to raise taxes or cut education spending to provide more money to Medicaid. Victoryland owner Milton McGregor says he will reopen his casino later this year despite losing a 3-year legal battle over the legality of electronic bingo machines. In a press conference, McGregor criticized last week's Alabama Supreme Court ruling that electronic gambling machines that had been seized are illegal.
It's not a legal order, it's a political order. And it's all designed to hurt Macon County and Victoryland. And it's absolutely nothing but a political, corrupt, dishonest order. I'm going to reopen. We're going to reopen. Yeah. And we're going to follow the Constitution and follow the law and do what's right. That's all we've ever done, and we're not going to comply with an illegal order. We're not going to comply with it.
McGregor said he expects many of the games offered at the casino to be identical to what is played at other nearby Indian casinos. He plans to employ about 1,000 people and has already received some 4,000 job applications. The owner said he hoped to have the casino open by early summer. Tens of thousands of Alabama residents may have been cut off from food stamps as new work requirements went into effect this month. Barry Spears of the Alabama Department of Human Resources says that his department, starting in December, sent out notices to Alabama residents who were facing losing benefits from the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, commonly known as food stamps.
What we're really doing is going back to the way the system used to work before the stimulus package in 2009. It's a federal program. Stimulus package came out. Part of that package was to make it so that able-bodied adults without dependents between the ages of 18 and 49 did not have to meet the work requirements. Prior to that, they had to make work requirements of 80 hours or more a month, and what we've done is we've gone back to that. Now, there's 13 counties in the state where we've requested and received waivers where those qualifications are not necessary.
Under the requirement, able-bodied adults without children must be working or be in a training program in order to continue collecting food stamps for more than 3 months in a 3-year period. Montgomery Police began a new safe driving campaign this week called You Text, We Ticket. The idea is to change distracted driving habits like talking on a handheld cell phone and texting while behind the wheel. Mayor Todd Strange says those are the primary offenses being targeted.
If they're only talking on the phone, that's a secondary offense, so you have to have another primary offense, like improper lane change, speeding, lights out, and then you get a fine for that. But if you're actually texting, that's a primary offense, so you can be pulled over.
Strange says within a 6-hour time frame after the campaign began, nearly 20 motorists had received tickets for distracted driving offenses. Traffic deaths have been accelerating in recent years, and the effort aims to reduce those numbers. A federal judge in New Orleans has granted final approval to an estimated $20 billion settlement resolving years of litigation over the 2010 BP oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. U.S. District Judge Carl Barbier's final order on the settlement was released Monday. The settlement, first announced in July, includes $5.5 billion in civil Clean Water Act penalties and billions more to cover environmental damage and other claims by the 5 Gulf states and local governments. The money is to be paid out over a 16-year period. Up to 49 degrees in Montgomery this morning. The sun is visible right now, but clouds are expected to form throughout the day as a 40% chance of rain today blows up to 90% for tonight. It'll get up to 80 degrees by this afternoon, then slip back to 62 overnight. The showers and thunderstorms will continue Thursday. Tomorrow's high in the upper 70s. Finally drier Thursday night, down to 58, and then partly cloudy Friday. Slight chance of rain lurking. A very comfortable day in the low 70s. You're listening to WVAS at Alabama State University. For more news, weather, and information 24 hours a day, log on to WVASFM.org. I'm Marcus Hiles, WVAS News.